Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
The roar of the NTT IndyCar Series is back.
He's going to look for the inside underneath power into three.
David Malungas is going to grab the top spot.
No! Upside down, the front straightaway.
Pit stop for Scott McLaughlin. The two nearly touch, so Scott McLaughlin will win the race open.
Listen to the NTT IndyCar Series at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Live this Sunday.
NTT IndyCar Series Racing on AM 1570, 96.9 FM WILO, and Boone 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all of the excitement of IndyCar racing. Join us this Sunday, 8:30 p.m. at the Worldwide Technology Raceway in St. Louis, Missouri. Brought to you in part by Big O Tires in Lebanon, Marchand's Window Tinting, City of Frankfort Parks Department, Shoop's Country Foods, Wobblers Services Incorporated, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, City of Frankfort Community Development, Culligan Water of Clinton and Boone Counties, Jerry's Body Shop, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, VFW Post 1110, Martin Automotive Group, and TC Trailers.
Join HoosierLandTV.com as we celebrate the class of 2026 with live coverage of the Frankfort Crossing High School graduation ceremony. Watch as students take the next big step toward their future on Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m. Family, friends, and community members can share in this special milestone from wherever they are with exclusive coverage on HoosierLandTV.com. Congratulations to the graduating class of Frankfort Crossing High School. Graduation coverage brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated.
Welcome back. Little Bonnie Raitt bringing us back in. Fantastic guitar player. What a, and she's had some health issues here lately, so I know. So I'm glad that she's physically getting stronger and everything, but she had some health issues earlier on. Did you see where Peepo Bryson passed away?
I saw that the other day.
I thought, man, what a great R&B voice, and of course a Disney voice. A lot of people didn't realize he did some songs with Disney.
Sure.
But he also did some voiceover too. So, yeah. Peepo Bryson, I couldn't believe it.
That's good. By the way, Party Line is presented by our friends at Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. I'll be heading to TC Trailers here in just a little bit. If you want to come over and say hi, we'd love to see you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going over for an appointment and talks to him for about a few things, but we'd still love to see you. So come out when I'm out there. The Hoosierland TV telecast is brought to you, and you can watch that online, by the way. Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Lane's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, again, we just heard from them, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. So lots going on here. We are gearing up for a lot of things, by the way, just to give you a little heads up about some of the things we have coming up here in the future. We will have some broadcasts, actually just some small interviews with the kids going to state FFA convention, which Melissa informed me this year is not at Purdue.
No.
So it's a Hamilton change this year.
Yeah, it's at Hamilton Southeastern.
And what
which
was
is big enough, it's like an Ivy Tech, it's huge, that high school campus.
And why
is.
Did they change it? Were they doing some construction or something?
There's
is that
some
what
work
you said?
Being done at Purdue, which was part of the reason for moving it. So, but yeah, the campus at Hamilton Southeastern is large enough that they can handle it.
Holy cow.
They've got an amphitheater that's as big. Yeah.
Okay, then. Nothing like our small country school.
No. No, well, it started out that way.
I guess
started
it did.
Started out that way years ago, but not now.
They've
no,
grown.
Like I say, it's like a small, it's like a small community college.
Wow, they've grown a lot of money in that area too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's being absorbed by Indianapolis, basically.
That's but, what
yeah.
I was thinking. So we've got FFA coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, towards the end of this month, we have. Well, actually, we're gearing up for fair.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Unfortunately, yes.
How many weeks are we from fair? Actually, it's just about a month away.
Yeah.
So about 5 weeks maybe
yeah,
from fair?
Yeah, I think it's five. Right at 5 weeks.
And we're putting together, I will tell you, there has been some changes with the fair this year. I mean, you know how hard it is when they don't have a lot of volunteers. So they are going to be making some changes, but there will still be things in Clinton Hall, which will be a lot of fun. And the kids are already getting ready with their projects now. And Melissa's been working with projects. And
Carol is doing the same thing because, unfortunately, they are exactly the same time.
I know. I wish ours
so
wasn't the same week. But
it happens to work out that way. But, yeah, we've got...
Yeah, they were on yesterday.
Yeah, I actually have Carol and I will get those to MJ so she can get them put up. But we actually have the 4-H schedules for both counties. We have the fair schedule for Carroll
sure.
County, too, as well. So.
We have 4th of July in the park coming up
mm-hmm.
as well. I mean, we do have a lot of things coming up. Flora Hog Jog is coming up on the 20th.
Saturday we got...
We'll be broadcasting live there.
The Boys Regionals.
Oh, that's right.
Baseball Regional.
Tomorrow.
From Lafayette Jeff coming up tomorrow. Sam will be there. I'm not sure who's going with him. I know Kyle can't be there, so I'm not sure who's going with him. But they'll be taking care of that. And then also the 13th will be our final Inside the Huddle for...
For the season?
Yeah.
There you go. For the
Sorry,
season.
Sorry.
I can
the
see
window.
There are a couple of other things happening here.
So,
yes.
But anyway, yeah, that's going to...
In the meantime, some other things happening in the community with our friends at the Thorntown Public Library. Today, they're having a senior luncheon. They do that quite a bit, but you can look forward to that. Tomorrow, Our American Story, Boone County's Revolutionary History, is happening at the Thorntown Library. That's from 1 o'clock until 3, so you can look forward to that as well from the library in Thorntown. They had a few things going on there. Also, Liz said she was going to this today because she's looking for something specific. The preview for the city auction happens today. That happens from 10 o'clock until 2. And then the auction takes place tomorrow. That starts at 10. It's at the Frankfort Street Department, 905 Burlington Avenue. So if you would like to preview what the city auction has, you can do that today from 10 o'clock until 2 at 905 Burlington Avenue. Also, I loved it that Emily had on her red dress today because it's Strawberry Festival Day. Paul Philippi Resource Center is having their Strawberry Festival noon to 6 o'clock. This year, they're taking it back to the basics, and they're just serving shortcake only. So $6 for strawberry shortcake loaded with Glover's ice cream and whipped topping. Delivery is available for groups and businesses. They will also have a bake sale and puzzles for sale. It's all happening at the Senior Center at the Paul Philippi Resource Center, by the way, 401 West Walnut Street in Frankfort. So that is happening today as well. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, tomorrow morning is the Michigan Town Volunteer Fire Department's annual breakfast. And yeah, free will donation, man. Go load up on some carbs and some protein. And yeah, biscuits and sausage gravy provided by Prep and Go. Scrambled eggs, sausage patties. The boys will be cooking those along with the pancakes. Orange juice, coffee, milk, and also fresh fruit donated by Angry Donkey. So, and it is a free will donation from 6 a.m. Yes, they do get up early.
Yeah, that's
6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Why do you guys start so early? I'm not going to be up that early.
because it's in the country. Granted, it's on 29, which is a highway, but they know the farmers are up there drinking coffee by 6 a.m. So yeah,
they need to sleep in a little bit too, I'm just gonna say. Also, don't forget this evening, Melissa got a little ahead of me there, but tonight, by the way, Movie in the Park. It's the first Movie in the Park night. They start at dusk at Prairie Creek Park. You can bring a picnic or you can get something from a restaurant downtown and bring it down. It's How to Train Your Dragon tonight. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. You can check that out tonight. Also tomorrow, and I assume tomorrow is rain or shine, it's the Optimist Club and Lions Club Annual Fishing Derby for youth and families. This is at the Frankfort Lagoons. Registration 9 o'clock, fishing until noon, followed by a light lunch and awards. And of course, it is a free fishing day, so there's that. And fishing licenses are not required. So bring your own fishing pole and bait. All youth under 18 do have to be accompanied by a guardian.
Did you do that one?
Nope, I have not yet.
Okay. Today, Thursday, June 4th. Oh, no, wait a minute. Today's Friday.
Yep, today's Friday. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I didn't need to pull that one out of the list. We have a phone call, by the way.
Oh, we do. I didn't know that. Good morning.
Hey,
you're on
Carl.
Party Line. Hi, Carl.
Hey, how are you girls today?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Who's supposed to be on there today?
Didn't get my email sent out to remind people, so it's probably my fault they're not here.
Well, I sure wish Burn was still alive, because I sure would like to talk to him.
What would you like to tell him?
Well, I don't understand it. I don't understand this at all, but our president can't be audited by the IRS. None of his family members cannot be audited by the IRS, and he can't say anything about any taxes that he pays because they couldn't come up with any taxes that he would pay because he writes everything off. I think it's pretty sad that a person 75 years old pays about 10 times more taxes than our president of the United States. Now, I grant you, he said he does not take a presidential salary. Do you ever heard that, Sydney?
I have heard that.
Okay. You have heard that, correct?
I've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
I've just heard that.
Now, how did he make $2.8 billion in a year and a half being in office?
Well, he has tons of other side... I mean, he's Donald Trump. He's got tons of other side businesses. I mean, that's no different
Where
than Bush having other...
Where do you think he made that $2.8 billion, Cindy?
Well, he has...
Have you watched the news?
Not in a minute. I haven't in a minute.
Well, he bought stock, and his boys bought stock in oil, before it went down, and he bought stock in bombs and war materials because some of those bombs cost hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're shooting off, and there's such a shortage of them. Did you realize that?
Well, I don't know what he's put his money into, but I guess I'm jealous that I didn't have the money to invest in that. I mean,
well, it's not that. Don't you think it's a conflict of interest?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know. Okay, Cindy, I'll buy that. You don't know. Okay, do you think it was right that all those people tore up our Capitol building and broke all those windows out and hurt police officers, and a couple of them died? Do you think that was right?
No.
That they was going to get $1.7 billion, and all the people that the other presidents they thought shouldn't have got? Do you think that was right, Sydney?
I don't think, I would never encourage anybody to go to the Capitol and do what they did that day. I was very disappointed in that.
Well, most of them, if you talk to a Republican, they said that they didn't do that. Trump wasn't involved in that. But
well,
it was all over TV where he told them.
I don't know that he was involved or not, but I...
Are you serious, Jenny? Are you serious? No.
Was he there?
No, Jenny.
Was he there?
Serious, there's no sense to me listening to a Republican radio station.
I didn't realize you did listen to the Republican radio station.
This is a diehard Republican station.
I was gonna say,
do you think you only get two or three calls? I've had over 100 people call my house and ask me about things, and I say, I'm no brain off, I just tell you what I think, but they're not going to call the station.
I know, I wish they would.
Oh, I do too. Our Roots Russ would get on there and say why our president and everybody, what if everybody in the United States said, hey, look, we're not paying no more federal taxes. We're done. If our president don't have to pay, why should we have to pay? Do you understand what I'm saying, Sydney?
I understand what you're saying. I hear you.
Iran, we're never going to beat Iran in war. Physically, we can tear the country apart, destroy it. But those people will fight till they die. They're not like the people in the United States. They will fight till they die. Do you agree on that, Sydney?
I think they'll try and... I think they would go down trying, yes, I guess.
And I just don't know what's going to happen, because China's just sitting over there laughing their ass off at the United States because we can't compete with China right now. We don't have the military that China has. We don't have the bombs that China has because we sent most of our stuff to Israel and used them in Iran. Do you agree with that?
Why are you asking me? Why do I have to be the pin? Well, that doesn't mean I have to be the pinpoint person.
You are a Republican. Die through.
Yes, that's true.
There's two things that I can think of that a police officer does not do in the state of Indiana. State police, city police, sheriff's department. And you know what those two things are?
What are those things?
Those things are... they never vote Democrats, number one. They always vote Republicans. Number two, they never drive their personal vehicle. They always drive a vehicle that is subsidized by the taxpayer. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know?
Well, because I have a nephew that's been on the police department. He still owns a vehicle and still drives a vehicle that he owns.
Yes, but what does he drive most of the time?
Well, if he's working, he would drive his cruiser.
Well, even if he's not working, what would he drive?
He was driving his Chevy pickup truck.
Well, see, now, I've never seen that. I can go to Lafayette.
But, Carl, you're the same guy that says that you don't see any children be hungry in our community.
They shouldn't be hungry.
That's not the point. They should not be hungry. But it is happening.
Yes. Why is that, Cindy? Tell me why that is, Cindy.
Well, we still have some work to do on both sides of the fence.
What caused kids to be hungry? What caused schools to be the way their school systems are run now? What caused that, Cindy?
What do you think caused it, Carl?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. I seen the right handwriting on the wall. When he put all those big tariffs on, 100%, and then he's going to charge China 200%, China's sitting over there laughing their rear end off at us. It's got to raise the price of food way up. Look at the price of diesel fuel, over $5 a gallon. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
The federal government don't give money to the schools in the state of Indiana anymore. The state has to take care of that. You understand that?
I do understand that. But here's the thing. It works both ways. During COVID, for example, I knew many people that were getting handouts from the government that were making more than what their regular salary was. And I had a guy specifically tell me, oh, I don't want to go back to work. I'm making more staying at home. The government pays me more than I make working.
Well, I got COVID twice, and it put me down for about a month and a half, about 3 weeks on each one of them, you know. And I never got nothing. I never got nothing my whole life. The 75 years that I've been living, I never got nothing. The only thing I got was Bill Goodwin gave me a 5-pound box of cheese back in the 70s. Do you remember that when they was giving cheese away downtown Frankfort?
I think so.
I remember that.
You know, and I had to end up throwing the trash in so bad. Put it this way, it wasn't Belvita. It was not Belvita. Jeez.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. I think you'll want to hear from Russ.
Let them talk and find out.
Stay on. Russ is right here. That way you can ask him as well. Hey, Russ, help me out. Bail me out, Russell.
Don't bail her out, Russell. She's a Republican.
So much for me trying to keep my opinions to myself.
So is Russ, Carl.
You are amazing. I love to hear you. It's amazing though how much faith you have in the government. The answer to this is not the government. The answer is responsibility, fathers and mothers in the home, it's education, it's the fear of the Lord, quite frankly. It's not government. You want the government to solve all these problems. It starts in the home.
I agree.
So don't put your faith in the government.
Well, I just don't understand so much. Like right now, all the Democrats that are 30 years to 24 years of age, 60% of them, according to CNN and Bloomberg, 60% of them want socialism and communism. Now that is sad. That is sad, sad, sad.
Yeah, because they want to not depend on their own delayed gratification and their own investment in the future. They want to pick the fruits of others' wealth.
That is correct. But answer that question, because I'd love to talk to your father about it. Why? I think it's sad, sad, sad that the IRS cannot check our president's taxes or any of his children's or his wife's taxes. Do you think that's bad?
Are you saying that billionaires only on the Republican side are getting deductions? Soros, I'm sure, George Soros, is getting all kinds of deductions.
That is correct. Warren Buffett says his secretary pays more federal taxes than he does.
But I don't think that's not what Carl's asking. Carl's asking why this president is immune when all the other presidents have all of their stuff has been accessed and has been
disclosed. Why is this one? And he still, and to be honest, he has not disclosed the ones from when he was in the first time.
He hasn't disclosed nothing on taxes because he does not pay taxes. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, I don't know that Warren Buffett pays a lot of taxes. In other words, when you are at that level, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have so many skilled accountants working for you that you, that the money is made on the investments that you have. In other words, if the Standard & Poor's is going up 11% a year, you know, you can have $1 million in Standard & Poor's will get you $110,000 a year without lifting a finger. And then you pay capital gains on that, not income, you know, not wages. So that's what Warren Buffett was talking about. And it's the same thing with I'm sure to a certain extent with Trump. He is the wealthiest president we've ever had.
Yes. Do you think that should ever have happened? I don't.
Well,
he does not. Cindy's laughing because she's a diehard Republican. But and I'm not a Democrat either, Russ.
Really?
I'm not a Democrat. I am a person that votes whoever. Like, the best president I can see right now running for president, there's only one person that has any common sense in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. And you want me to tell you who that is, Russ?
The mayor of Chicago? No, I'm just...
Now, don't be funny, Russ. Berman wouldn't say something like that. No, it's Rubio. Rubio says like a president. He talks like a president. He does things like a president. He has a lot of common sense.
I agree with you on that. I agree. What do you think about the Bears moving to Hammond?
I don't know that much about Russ. I would think if I was the owner of the Chicago Bears, I'd at least move out to Maryville. You know, I wouldn't stay in Hammond. I'd at least move out there you understand what I'm saying.
I think they're going to, my honest opinion, I think they'll kill the franchise.
Well,
what?
I think they'll kill the franchise.
You don't ever kill the franchise. Chicago Bears is too big of a franchise.
No, the problem is if they move out of state, even if it's just across the county line, the state line, the people of Illinois are going to be so upset with that, they're not going to follow them. The state of Indiana cannot support two pro football teams.
I got a better idea, Sydney.
What's that?
Melissa? I got a better idea. If I was the governor of Indiana, what I'd do is I'd say, okay, Chicago, you come to Indianapolis. The Indianapolis coach, you go to Chicago. What do you think of that?
I like the Colts.
You do?
I do.
You're a Republican. I thought you were supposed to be a winner.
Well, keep in mind, New York is in New Jersey. I mean, you know, these teams cross state lines all the time.
That's right. That's right.
So, we don't need to get all, wrapped around the axle because the Bears are moving across state lines. That's happened several times.
But the commerce is a lot bigger on the East Coast than it is in Indiana.
Well, we'll see. The taxes, the savings in taxes year after year after year by moving to Hammond is huge. Huge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's
correct. You can save all the taxes you want. If you can't fill the seats, it's not going to do you any good.
Well,
the state of Illinois ran very, very, very poorly. And you can see that when you go to St. Louis. St. Louis is in Illinois. But all the big construction, all the million-dollar housing and all that is right next to it in Missouri. Go down there and you can see all that.
Yeah, we had a radio station. I own some property down in suburban St. Louis, and the whole the whole metro area is moving right out there, and it's
yes, they tore out. When I was down there and talked to my son, now he lives in a $1 million house, and the community's $1 million. But would I want to live down there? I can't afford to live their kind of lifestyle. These people make money, more money in 1 year than it took me 10 years to make. You know what I'm saying, Russ?
Yes, yes. That's because we have such a great country, though. You're able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And,
that's right. I'm glad they do. I'm glad they do, but they're going to have to get somebody that's conservative in the state of Illinois and say, look, enough's enough. We just can't keep spending money like this here.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Yeah,
they're just terrible. And Melissa, mm-hmm. Now I want to tell you something. And Cindy, especially Cindy.
I don't know what I did to you today, but I'm very sorry.
I don't know what to do. Bye-bye. God bless all of you, and thanks for talking, Russ.
Oh, yeah, Carl, well, we always are appreciative to hear from you. Thank you for calling. We always appreciate hearing from Carl.
Yep. I know. You got to be careful about straying from the personal freedom and responsibility. And I think that if we put too much faith in the government, then it's not good. It's not good. Yeah, it should.
It's definitely not a problem I have right now.
Strong families, strong communities, and strong communities make strong, you know, states, and the strong states make strong countries.
Yeah, and we are very fortunate. We have a very strong community.
Whew, I feel like I need a shower after that.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Carl.
remember the talk show at WWKI?
Oh, yeah.
Dick and Charlie, after every program, they'd both say to each other, boy, I couldn't live like that.
No, I'll
say that together.
I appreciate people calling it. I try and keep my opinion kind of to myself. I try not to. I mean, yes, I admit I'm a Republican,
yeah.
But I try not. And that's how Melissa and I get along so well. It's just she has her side. We just.
Yeah. Well,
so I try not to impose that on anyone.
And I'm not a far left Democrat. The only reason why I was a registered Republican until 2016, and I'll give you one guess why I switched. But anyway, you know, I mean, I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I both, we switched that year
mm-hmm.
for that reason.
Well, I'm still pretty sure that biological males can't get pregnant. I'm pretty sure about that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Boy, I couldn't live like that.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Thank you for bailing me out. Okay. I was trying to keep my opinions to myself, but anyway, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, that's a really good talk show host, you know.
I don't want to sway anyone. I just like to, you know, we like to just throw things out there and uh-huh. have people ponder them. So
let's you and him fight.
All right. Thank you. A couple of other things. Yep, we want to remind folks the crossing graduation, that's at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Circle Park bike race, that is tomorrow as well, scheduled for 10:30. Races start at 11. Wabash and Erie Canal having a big celebration this weekend. It's canal season, and you're invited. The boat canal rides will take place at 1:30 and 2:30. There's also the Interactive Canal Museum, and the Reed Case House is open. There will be a narrated nature walk. There's all kinds of things happening at Wabash and Erie Canal Park tomorrow. So go check those things out as well.
And wrestling
at the ballroom. And Vacation Bible School is happening with St. Matthew. Registration is now open. If you'd like details on that, give us a call here at the station or just call St. Matthew. But their Bible school runs Sunday through Thursday. And then don't forget to fuel up and make a difference for CRAM at Good to Go gas stations in Frankfort. They are rounding up your purchase to help get the concert at during the hot dog festival. Also, this says selling until June. Are they still selling the tickets for the Indiana Special Olympics, or are the ticket sales over?
I believe.
I'll have to check with them.
That, I thought if they still have tickets available.
Okay, that might.
They can still sell them, but
okay.
Is the drawing the 13th?
I couldn't remember. Also, you at Clinton County 4-H is Stock the Trailer. They're helping stock the trailer to fight hunger at the fairgrounds. They need personal items, things like toothpaste, toothbrushes, floss, deodorant, shampoo, that kind of thing. They'll also take food items, which are fruit juice, baking items, beans, boxed rice, potatoes, those kinds of things, peanut butter, soups, bottled water. And they're also taking pet supplies, dog food, cat litter, cleaners, and dog and cat toys. So they're stocking the trailer. That's kind of going to be it.
Yeah, and that is Carroll and Clinton County 4-H stocking the trailers. They each have a trailer.
Okay, there we go. Anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to go. I might have to go get a drink. I am going to Traveler's Point in a little while. Maybe I'll call Mel and head over early today.
No, I'm not going to say anything. He's always mad at me because I don't make it over there. So.
It was great. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you for calling. And we'll be back Monday with another edition of Party Line right here on... Oh, what are we giving away next week? But listen to Matt next week in the morning for your tickets to Holiday World. There we go. That's what we're giving away next week with Matt in the Morning. Holiday World tickets. Listen to win from WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.